tell him.
What, are you worried about your safety?
I'm absolutely disgusted. The stewards I have a problem with.
What other Premiership club in the Premiership would allow...
What other Premiership club?
That's right.
I look Polish. No, you were saying that. Me and this gentleman nearly got into a fight because we were trying to stand up for our club.
So hang on, just explain where you were getting frustrated. This was when the flare...
I'm surrounded by Krakow fans up there who are cheering when Krakow get the ball. When they score, they cheer. They set off a marine flare in a 100-year-old stand made of wood. This is, look above you, solid wood. This will burn. I get searched when I come into a ground. How did they not get searched with a marine flare? They're not exactly in your pocket, are they?
So that's the concern, that it was actually a fairly big thing that went off, wasn't it?
I turned to the steward and I said, what are you going to do about that? He said, what do you want me to do, go and get them? I said, yes. He laughed. How can you laugh? It's this guy down here. I'll point him out to you. He hasn't got a hair in the world.
I suppose the situation you've got is this is a very nice old ground, but the big thing is it's basically made of wood, isn't it? That's the problem.
The situation is, what other Premier League club would allow within their home supporters more away supporters than there is home? How does it happen? Surely there's a system that stops away supporters from getting tickets in the home stand. Surely there's a system that stops that. If we did that in Poland, we wouldn't be standing here today. I'll tell you that now for a fact.
And the problem is, the security, they're going on about the security is all down the end, that end, the Poland end, the Polish end, the Krakow end. We need it in here, because this is where there's, I'm seeing around maybe, when they scored their goal, I think I saw about 50 people jump up and cheer, and that's in one block of the Johnny Haynes stand.
Let's just say I feel like I'm back at work on a building site, and I'll tell you that for a fact, I'm back at work on a building site. That's where I am working. Yeah? And it's like shit.
Whereabouts is that?
Johnny Haynes.
And is this a general thing, or was this when the flare went off? What particularly is upsetting?
Well, panic, because we thought, as you said, we've got wooden seats, and I mean, it just all go up. How did they get them in here? Us wooden supporters, we get searched. How do the away fans get in with bloody flares in?
55-year-old woman had her bag searched, and then they're coming in with flares. When I got in here, I said to them, they're in with us, can you please move them? It's intimidating. And they are gradually taking them out. But there's a load in front of us, I've pointed them out. They've done nothing about it. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Right. And if this stand goes up, we know.
Thank you.
Fulham should not have put these tickets on general sale. Doesn't happen anywhere else in Europe. So why has it happened today? Someone's head needs to roll.